Tuli Marunsela never expected fame, coming from a humble upbringing in the then segregated township of Soweto. She started her career as a teacher, but she became South Africa's most powerful public figure when she issued a scathing government report on the president.
Once there was authority, the authority was exceeded.
Marunsela is South Africa's public protector, a job she has performed with surprising vigor since President Zuma appointed this lawyer in 2009. But her calm demeanor belies her reputation as the most tenacious person to ever hold the office. Her March report to Mr. Zuma concluded he misused $23 million of public funds for upgrades to his private home.
I'm also requesting the president to pay a reasonable percentage of the cost of the measures.
Her courage has won her many fans, including Nobel laureate Archbishop Desmond Tutu. A 2013 poll found 64% of South Africans trust her, whereas only 45% trust politicians. Anti-corruption activist David Lewis says Marunsela sets the gold standard.
She has achieved the status, and deservedly so, of an icon defending the South African constitution and delivering justice. And that's great.
But for Marunsela, it's the little victories that matter.
The cases that I enjoy most are the administrative failures. When you see a smile on somebody's face after you have unlocked a service that they deserve.
She says naming corruption doesn't give
must
her happiness.
Be fought.
It is said to find somebody guilty of corruption. It is said to suggest to an institution, as I said about 2 days ago, that somebody has to be disciplined and possibly fired. I don't necessarily enjoy that, but I have to do it because if we don't do that, the systems are going to collapse.
Her Zuma report has provoked the African National Congress Party to call for her resignation. But opposition leader Helen Zille says Marunsela's role is critical and her honesty sadly rare.
And in that sense, she's the poster woman of what an independent institution in a democracy should be.
Marunsela is unfazed by criticism and veiled ANC political threats.
However, members of my family do worry. Sometimes they worry more than me about these security issues, especially whenever I'm dealing with the difficult cases.
She says her career, including a role in writing South Africa's constitution, has left her with only one regret.
I don't regret not going to Harvard. Of course, I would have loved to do both constitution drafting and going to Harvard. The only regret I have as a human being is that because I've always combined community work with my professional work, I haven't had enough time to be there for my children.
Thoughtful, modest, soft-spoken, hardly a recipe for success. But Tuli Marunsela uses those qualities to speak truth to power. Anita Powell, VOA News, Pretoria, South Africa.